This is Like Mind, Like Body, a podcast about the surprising ways our thoughts and feelings influence our physical health. I'm your host, Laura Sago, and on each episode, I'll interview researchers, physicians, and ordinary people who have incredible stories to tell about the power of the mind-body connection. This podcast is brought to you by Curable, the app that helps you manage and heal chronic pain through neuroscience education and practical evidence-based techniques. You can download Curable in the Apple App Store, on Google Play, or visit our website at curablehealth.com. That's C-U-R-A-B-L-E health.com. Today, I will be joined by Katie Estridge, a licensed physical therapist and yoga therapist with an integrated practice in Charlotte, North Carolina. Today, Katie will share her unique approach to treating patients holistically and tell us about how the concepts she discovered in the Curable app have transformed her own experience of the very concepts she imparts upon her patients. Let's get to it. Today, I am joined by Katie Estridge, a licensed physical therapist and yoga practitioner. We have a ton to cover, Katie, and I know that you have a lot to share about your own personal experience with chronic pain. But what I really want to start with is your professional experience. So, as I just mentioned, you are both a licensed physical therapist and yoga therapist, which is a very cool combination. I'm curious how that actually plays out in your practice. What does that look like? And what is a treatment plan that combines those two disciplines look like for one of your patients?
Well, that's a good question. I am actually what's called a cash-based physical therapist. So I do not file with insurance. And so I have an hour-long treatment session with clients. And it's sort of like integrative physical therapy. So it's whole body wellness. It's what makes a person well and what everything that goes into that. So there's the physical component, you know, healing whatever is going on with them. But then there's also, we talk about nutrition, we talk about sleep, we talk about meditation, spirituality, like everything that goes into making you well. And I end every session with 5 minutes of meditation.
Mm-hmm. So what got you interested in meditation in the first place and convinced you to incorporate that into your treatment approach?
Well, I guess it all started personally. I went to the Professional Yoga Therapy Institute, which was founded by Ginger Gardner, and studied under her. So that training is much more intense than a traditional like 200-hour yoga practitioner training or even a yoga therapy school, because it's only for healthcare practitioners.
Is that so, an on-site kind of program?
It is, yeah. Well, it's 15 modules, and then three of the modules are actually a week-long training programs in Emerald Isle, North Carolina. Cool. So it was fantastic. Really well done. Everything's based on science. Mm-hmm. Everything is backed by science, by neuroscience. It's incredible. Her list of references is unparalleled. She's actually written a book. It's called Medical Therapeutic Yoga, a textbook. But anyways, so through my studies with Ginger, I discovered how important meditation was for my physical and mental health. So I started there at her first training program, really with a 10-minute practice every day. And I have not missed a day since. And that was maybe 4.5 years ago.
Wow, that's impressive. I don't have that kind of a track record.
I have to. If I don't meditate, I am not as good a mom. I'm going to be honest.
I will agree with you. I am not as good of a person to be around if I don't meditate, but I still, there are a few days that I skip it and I feel bad about it later, but then I sort of try to just let it go and get back on the train.
Yeah. I'm really religious about it. I mean, I try to meditate first thing in the morning before I even talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like that little bit of self-care just kind of shifts my perspective for the day and allows me to start my day from a place of peace and calm. And having two young boys, that's pretty important.
Yes, for sure. When you started incorporating meditation into your own life, did you already have a physical therapy practice up and running at that time?
So no, that it all kind of started at the same time. So I guess I started meditating first, and then my practice grew shortly afterwards. And I realized just how important it was for me. And I thought, there's no way I can work with somebody and not teach them about meditation. It was so important for me. And then so through my training, I learned how to teach people how to meditate. And then I just kind of, I incorporate like a 5-minute quick body scan through every session with somebody, because it's just so important for us to slow down and go inside and be mindful, even if it's just for 5 minutes. I mean, it can make a huge difference in how you feel.
What's your strategy when someone comes into your office and they have no idea how to meditate or that it would benefit them at all? What is your crash course for them on teaching them how to meditate?
So everybody thinks they're bad at meditation. don't you feel like that? I don't know. And I say, you know what? That is normal. Like, we are all bad at meditation. We are not designed to be good at meditation.
Yeah.
And so once that like fear is dispelled, then people usually are like, oh, okay. And then I tell them my story usually about how important meditation was for me. After the first month of meditating every day for 10 minutes, my sleep got drastically better. I went from, you know, waking up in the middle of the night and my mind was racing and I couldn't control my thoughts, like, oh, I need to think about what do I need to get at the grocery store, you know, whatever it was I had to do the next day. I couldn't go back to sleep. And I call it like mommy brain sometimes, because I would I would think I would hear somebody and then is somebody crying or, you know. But anyways, after about a month of meditating every day, I now sleep, unless my husband or my dogs or my kids wake me up, I sleep for 8 hours straight. And I wake up feeling completely rested. And that has made a huge difference in my mental well-being.
I can imagine. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What kind of difference have you seen it make in the lives of your patients?
I mean, I've had patients, one woman in particular I'm thinking of, she even lowered her blood pressure just through meditation. Just 10 minutes of meditation every day, and her blood pressure came down without medicine. You know, it's just made huge difference in the lives of my clients, and just, you know, trying to get them to stick to it is the hardest part for everybody. But I feel like once you really are mindful about how much better it's making you feel, then it's easier
yeah.
to stick with it.
One thing I always, because I'm always walking around the world trying to convince people that they need to try meditation. You know, that's
yeah,
my thing as well.
I know.
Like, anyone I meet, I'm like, oh man, you've just got to add this component to your life. It's going to change
yes.
everything.
Yes.
One thing that I always struggle with when I'm trying to explain to people how to get started is how long they can really expect to start to see a change. You know,
yeah.
you can't just
yeah.
do it once and say, okay, well, that was kind of boring and I tried
yeah.
it, so now leave me alone. Meditation's not for me. It doesn't
yeah.
really work like that, right?
Exactly. And what I tell people, and as a physical therapist, it's easy to relate this to, right, you know, your muscles. Say you wanted to work out one day a week. Well, that's good. Like, you should definitely work out one day a week. Good for you. But you're not going to get the same results as working out 5 days a week. You know, it's the mm-hmm. same thing for meditation. If you want to meditate one day a week, that's good. It's going to help you. But if you meditate every day, it's going to help you tremendously more. It's just like building a muscle. You can think about it as just, you know, strengthening a muscle. You're almost strengthening your brain.
Mm-hmm. One thing I find interesting is that many patients, particularly when they encounter a practitioner like you, someone who's very progressive, someone who has taken it upon themselves to go do continuing education in different fields and gather different perspectives and really research the science and figure out what's going to be best for the person as a whole, they kind of look at you and they expect, okay, this very informed, enlightened healthcare professional has all of the answers. She must be in absolute perfect physical health all the time. And that hasn't mm-hmm. been the case for you throughout most of your career, has it?
No, it really hasn't. And you're right. People do kind of expect me to be perfect. And that's part of my problem too, is I expect me to be perfect. But it hasn't been like that. And I've tried everything, and, you know, the things that I try, and, you know, the they make me feel good, but I still have struggled with migraines for 20 years.
Tell me about when the migraines and any other symptoms that you've experienced first started and what your journey's been like with that.
So I was in college and I was recovering from a bad case of mono, and I had pretty horrible endurance. I just was completely depleted. I think my adrenals were just totally burned out. And I started getting migraines, and they happen about once a month. And that's actually when I discovered yoga, because yoga kind of pulled me out of my funk of, decreased endurance. All I could really do was like a 20-minute yoga DVD at that time. So that was about 20 years ago. And I, throughout the years, I've been to so many specialists, so many neurologists. I've gotten so many scans. I've tried acupuncture. I've tried, going to physical therapy for myself several times. I've made a ton of nutritional changes. I don't eat gluten. I don't eat dairy. You know, I've done the food sensitivity testing, seen functional medicine doctors, tried every single class of medication for migraines that there is, treatment and, preventative medicines. I've had sleep tests, myofascial release. Obviously, I've done an absolute ton of yoga and meditation. Mm-hmm. And all these things would help usually, but temporarily. And about once a month, usually hormonally, my migraines would come back. And then at their worst, they would last an entire month, or 3 weeks, where I would get a migraine and then I would get in this pattern of pain, just this cycle of pain and worry that I couldn't get out of. So it was curable that got me out of it.
That's what I love to hear. So you are clearly someone who's very curious and who is always seeking more information, looking at the research, trying to figure out strategies to help not only yourself, but your patients. So how did you first come across the Curable app, and what was your experience learning about it like?
Yeah, so it was this summer, this past August, and a friend of mine at church sent me the article, the TechCrunch article about migraines. And I remember reading it, and I think she sent it to me maybe in like June or July. I didn't even start it until August, because I read it and I thought, yeah, check the box, meditation. I know all about that. Pain science. Yep, check the box. I know all about pain science. I've done an absolute ton of research on pain science. And, everything I looked at, I thought, I'm not sure this is for me. And then I even read the thing about this that said cognitive behavioral therapy. I thought, well, I've done some of that before. And, I definitely don't need that. Okay. Like, I'm not a chronic pain sufferer. Okay. I just get migraines. So I thought this probably won't work for me. But anyways, I ended up in August had a migraine that was just really bad, really bad. So I went to get a massage and it didn't help. Usually I can get out of my pain pattern with a massage. It didn't help. So I'd actually gone to like a spa knowing my migraine was really bad and I needed just a few hours, not just 1 hour. So I was sitting there and I thought, I can't believe my migraine didn't go away with a massage. I'm just going to try this Curable thing. Like, what have I got to lose? So I sat there in the spa by the pool, which was amazing. And I'm listening to your voice I went through a few exercises and I even thought, I don't know if this is for me, because I just wasn't sure. I was wary about it. I mean, I've tried so much. Like I don't easily get my hopes up. Mm-hmm. So I listened to some of the podcasts and then started the exercises. And then it was probably, I didn't feel better right away, but I started to have a little bit of hope. So maybe within a month, I thought, this is really working for me. Like, it really resonated with me. And I was getting through everything really, I got through, I could listen to things because I'm always multitasking. I'm always in the car or whatever. And so I would listen to everything. But I took about a month to do any writing exercises. And then once I did those writing exercises, something shifted. And I just started being really effective. And within 2 months, I mean, my life has completely changed. Like, I will still get a migraine, but I can make it go away myself with your help.
That's what I'm here for.
Yes. It's incredible. I've never, ever been able to make a migraine go away without taking medicines. And I've even meditated, like I've meditated, you know, meditation for headaches before this, and it would help, but it's something about Curable, the way it's done. It's so fantastic that it's just, it's really effective for me.
That's great. And so when people hear these sorts of stories, their first question is, okay, but tell me how though? How did you make the migraine go away? I don't get it. How did you go from, you know, just listening to some stuff to being able to make your migraine go away? Especially someone like you, who you already had several principles that we try to teach and impart upon people in the Curable program incorporated into your life. You understood the science, you understood the research, you understood the value, and you had already formed habits around these. So what was that missing link for you that Curable offered that made it all click into place?
Well, I think it's not knowing. I think I was unaware of the sort of pain cycle that I was getting into. So I would start to get a migraine and then I would think, oh great, what am I going to do? I'm going to, you know, I have that event tonight. Okay. I'm not going to be able to go because I have a headache. And then, you know, I just get in this pain spiral of how early can I put my kids to bed so I can go to bed? You know, I just start worrying and planning and thinking tomorrow's going to be a wash too. And you know, I didn't realize my negative self-talk, how much of an effect that actually had on my pain. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't realize I was growing the pain inside my brain as much as I was.
Mm-hmm. We've talked before about your experience with Curable. And one of the things I found really interesting about your journey is some of the self-discovery that took place. So in addition to learning about, you know, just the way that your thoughts and reactions in your brain can actually change the way that your brain is processing the pain and amplify the pain itself without even realizing it, you can also, you know, get emotions sort of trapped in your body and they express in all of these physical ways as soon as something triggers you and whatnot. And I think that was a big part of your journey as well in the writing portion, as you mentioned. So can you tell me a little bit about what that process of self-discovery and introspection was like?
Yeah. So that was interesting because I feel like I'm a pretty introspective person. Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, all the difficulties I've had in my life, I've thought about them a lot and I feel like I'd really processed them, but I guess I hadn't. I mean, what really resonated with me was that exercise where you look at yourself as the stuff that you went through as a child, like you were a child. So mm-hmm. So when I was seven, my sister died and I have a 7-year-old, and to think about my son going through what I went through, man, I mean, I really had some compassion for myself mm-hmm. and that allowed me to have some forgiveness for anything that may have come out of that. And I think what happened is when my sister died, I felt like I had to be perfect. Mm-hmm. That my parents had already gone through so much that I couldn't have any problems, that, you know, they had gone through more than any parents should have to go through. And I just needed to be perfect. And maybe I would have been like that regardless. I know my mom said in kindergarten, I was a perfectionist about everything too. So maybe that didn't matter. But at the same time, I really examined the grief that I've had throughout my life. I also lost my dad 8 years ago. And my friend in college, like my aunt and uncle, I was really close to. I've had a lot of grief and I've also had a lot of perfectionism.
Right.
So really examining those things, it has been very therapeutic for me, and difficult, but therapeutic.
Yeah, that's great. But like you said, this isn't something you've never taken a look at before. You're not a person who says, okay, well, that happened to me, but it happens to a lot of people and I'm just going to push through and never look at it and never feel compassion for myself. You are the kind of person who seeks out a therapist and talks about it and does your best to really release it and move on from it and put meaning towards it. So why was this different than the other ways that you have processed this in the past?
Yeah, that's a great question. And you're right. I mean, I've prayed about it and I've done so much about it, but I think I never made the connection between the stuff that's happened to me and my pain. And I'm not saying that the stuff that's happened to me has caused my pain. I'm just thinking it's contributed to it and it contributed to my patterns that I didn't realize that I had gotten into. So I think Curable really helped me make that connection. But then also Curable enables me to have control. So I have control over my pain. Mm-hmm. And it's that aspect that has really helped to decrease my pain.
Yeah. And yeah, you know better than anyone that this is a multifactorial experience, right? There's no one silver bullet that's going to work for everybody, which is why you at your practice and us at Curable, we offer this full suite of tools, hoping that a certain combination will really appeal to someone and speak to them and cause them to examine themselves in a way they maybe haven't thought about before. So,
yes.
Yeah. So that's great. So how has your outlook and your symptoms and your life been since you kind of got over that hump?
I mean, it's been fantastic. I cannot thank you enough, Laura. I mean, y'all have just changed my life in so many wonderful ways. I mean, I've always felt good and felt like incredibly blessed and incredibly healthy, but I've always had this, you know, fear of migraines and the possibility of migraines. And now that I have control over that, I feel very empowered and, I mean, better than I have in 20 years. Like, I was really healthy up until 20 years ago, and I feel like before then. So it's, I have my life back. It's incredible.
That's so great. And I'm sure it's wonderful for you to be able to feel that way for the first time in front of your 7-year-old.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. I think it's, I mean, they're like surprised. Mommy doesn't have headaches anymore.
That's wonderful. So now that you have been through this experience on a personal level, how has that translated into your professional practice? Have you been able to apply any of these concepts to your patients or, you know, help them on their journey anymore since going through this experience on your own?
Oh, I certainly hope so. I mean, I think it has given me a really new perspective of, as physical therapists, we're sort of taught to look at things from a very physical standpoint. You know, if you have a muscle strain, like exactly what muscle it is or what, you know, we're very physiological with our mindset. So this has really opened my eyes more to, if somebody's having pain, talking more about what kind of stressors do they have in their life and encouraging people to journal. I have never been a journaler before, and I think that's why I put the writing thing off so much. But I have been really surprised as to how therapeutic the writing has been. And I've even tried to journal before, but I wasn't very good just on my own, what comes to mind kind of thing. But the questions that you lay out under the expressive writing thing has been very helpful. And I also recommend Curable. I mean, to anybody that's having chronic pain, really, not even just clients, anybody I meet on the street. I mean, I'm always like recommending Curable because it's changed my life so much. And I think it's so fantastic.
We need to just send you a t-shirt so you can just be our walking billboard from now
on. Seriously, I really could be. I feel like I'm a little bit of a broken record because, but it's just so great.
Oh, I'm so glad at how you're feeling. And what I love so much about your story is that you are determined to take this and use it to impact others in a positive way. Like, you have this captive audience of patients who respect and trust you and who have always been aligned with your perspective on looking at things through this lens. And so you are able to offer this to them as a resource and to incorporate these ideas into your practice even more seamlessly. And that's just so wonderful and so great.
Yes, yes. It has been a complete, you know, life changer. And it goes with everything I've already learned. That's why it resonates so much with me, because it just fits. It's like the missing puzzle piece. It just fits.
Yes. Why don't you think you had been exposed to some of this before, because you're someone who sought out so much knowledge. Why do you think it took this long for you to come across this?
I don't know. I think it really, you know, I think I had all the knowledge that I learned from Curable, mm-hmm. but I never really applied it to myself, because I sort of thought of people with chronic pain and people with migraines in a different category. Mm. And, you know, my mom had hormonal migraines and I was just bound to have hormonal migraines. You know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I hear that a lot, actually. I'm a former migraine sufferer myself, and I speak with a lot of other migraine sufferers on the phone, as you can imagine. I think that having that TechCrunch article that specifically talks about migraines has been really pivotal for folks with migraines to say, hey, this applies to me too. And it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, some people have had really unfortunate experiences where sometimes a healthcare provider or a friend or a family member will say, you know, maybe if you just stressed out less, you wouldn't have migraines, and sort of puts the blame onto that person and belittles them and kind of dismisses it. And so, you know, I think that this approach, you know, you have to be very clear about it with anyone who suffers from migraines, especially in particular, that we're not saying that. It's such a multifactorial experience. And you might have migraines that run in your family. You might still be able to reduce the symptoms for yourself, or be able to stop them, or be able to get rid of them. They're not mutually exclusive. And it doesn't mean that there's anything that's your fault. There doesn't mean that you're exaggerating your pain in any way. And it doesn't mean that there's no genetic component to it either. It all interplays with each other.
Exactly.
Yep. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I am so grateful to have your story shared out in the world. And I'm so grateful to you for being such a great evangelist for Curable and a great provider for all of your patients.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. And thank you for everything that y'all have done to create this app. I mean, you've just done a great job. It's very comprehensive. And, you know, it also just puts such empowerment in the patient, you know, and ownership, like ownership of our pain. That's what I love about it.
Yes.
But it also takes hard work. I mean, you have to do a lot of work. It's not like taking a pill, you know?
Yeah, that's, I think, the point that people need to get to before they are really ready to dive into the program is you have to be in a place where you say, that's it, I just want to do something about this myself. I'm tired of other people trying to do things for me and it not working. Please give me something that I can do proactively.
Right. Yeah, you are giving the people power over their own pain.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, great. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Laura. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Like Mind, Like Body. If you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain and could use a little more guidance, then you should check out Curable. Download it on the Apple App Store, on Google Play, or visit our website at curablehealth.com. That's CURABLE health.com. See you back here soon.